Welcome to Thrive with Confidence. This podcast provides insight into the Aquios Alliance, a buying group that connects private practices with trusted vendors and expert support. We will feature discussion with our vendor partners and optometrist members while we explore topics that will empower your independence.
Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Thrive with Confidence, Industry Insights. You may think I'm Scott Klein, but April Fools, it is Kendall Gannat here, and I am joined by Teresa, Ellie, and Scott. How are you guys doing today?
Hey, Kendall, I'm doing great.
What's up, Kendall?
Doing awesome.
I am glad you're all doing awesome. Well, it is the second quarter of 2024. If you saw our latest newsletter, like Rick mentioned in his article, we're 25% of the way down, 75% of the way left to go. What are we talking about today, guys?
So as we are into quarter two now, what are some things that practices should be looking at, looking for, and preparing to going into the rest of this quarter?
I think one of the big things is vacation times for our staff members, our doctors, and how that affects the practice.
We should schedule those things, right? Really looking into who's going to be on vacation when, making sure that we have some sort of calendar to plan those out, because otherwise we run the potential of having multiple people out at the same time, which could cause a lot of chaos in for the team, for the patients, for the doctors, and it all could be stopped just by some simple planning of vacation time.
I couldn't agree with you guys more. And I think that, you know, as we look at Q2, it has a tendency of, with some practices, being a little lower volume. You know, we're coming off of a pretty high volume season. You know, as we enter in, you know, the end of the school year for kids, you know, people, again, like you said, plan their vacations or have graduations. We might see a little bit of less foot traffic there. And I think this is where, you know, going back to one of our previous podcasts where we talked about some of the valuable tools that we use, take a look at your last year's stats tracker. Take a look, and, you know, you can take a look at the year-to-date tab. That kind of shows you where you elevate in collected revenue, where maybe the lower points are. When we see trends for those months where we're collecting lower revenue, that's a great time to encourage your staff to take vacations if no one is actively planning it. Plan for your employees to be out, or maybe doctors to take some vacation during that time, so that when we see those higher volumes of traffic during the busier months, we have the staff that we need.
I love that idea, Teresa, of looking back at how did last year end up, to give you a nice benchmark and pulse of how the quarter two might be for the office. Do keep in mind, though, doctors, if you did take a big vacation during last year, are you taking a vacation around that same time? Or is there going to be to where you may have more revenue coming in because you're not taking that week off that you did in June last year this year? On the same thread there, are you taking more time off this year? Is it something to where you didn't take any time off that now you want to plan for that? You know, when we were talking just before we started recording here, Ellie had a great point of, you know, should we look at it? A lot of times we think about when the doctor goes on vacation, now we need to play catch up when they come back. Ellie, I mean, it's your point that you talked about. I'm not going to steal that from you during the recording part, but kind of talk to that point of, you know, how can we prepare for when a doctor is on vacation? What can we do to help the schedule?
Yeah. Well, one of my favorite words is just being proactive, right? So if we know that we're taking additional time off, doctors, well-deserved time out of the office, a lot of times we're doing that catch up on the back end of that and trying to still make up the revenues and production of the doctor days lost. But you can do that ahead of time as well. So that's an important component. So just being cognizant of that. And on top of that, when you're pre-appointing for the following year, the other thing that I always like to point out is not creating those schedule gaps for you guys next year, right? So obviously we may or may not know what time we're taking off the next year. However, you know, we see those gaps kind of naturally occur. If doctor's not in, there's no patients to pre-appoint. But the next week or the week prior to, based on their eligibility and their insurance and whatnot, that you do have to kind of be watchful of, we can create, you know, that gap, making it smaller by pre-appointing those patients within that time frame as well. So just kind of keep that in mind. I know that's something that we don't always think of.
Yeah, I was actually just talking with a doctor earlier today about, well, what do you do if you've pre-appointed everyone, but now you do want to take time off? There are ways where you can just, it's perfectly okay to notify your patients when that time comes. Let's say it is time for that month out from their appointment, but the doctor decided to take vacation time, letting the patients know that there's been a change in the doctor's schedule and they just need to adjust the appointments. There are ways you can do that. So doctors, don't feel like you need to lock yourself in of, I always have to take my vacation, you know, at this certain point in the summertime, because that is when I've taken it every single time. And that's when I'm stuck now for pre-appointing. There are ways you can adjust that around.
You know, while we're talking about doctor's vacations, I think it's also important when not just to plan the times and plan for your actual appointments, but what else is going to be happening in the practice while you're gone? And so, you know, are we going to, obviously these are not going to be doctor days unless you have fill in doctor work, but if it's not on those non-doctor days, do we have a plan to be able to get patients in still? Do we want to do something fun and have a, you know, the doc's away, so we're going to play type of sale, and we're going to do something special for the patients? Do we schedule some frame styling events with our awesome opticians? What can we do to get some of those people in, drive in some of those outside RXs into the practice, get on the phone with people who haven't purchased their glasses with you yet, but have been seen so far this year? There's a lot of things that you can do to drive that business in. The other thing that I would say is also, not every practice is lucky and fortunate enough to have a leader or manager in the practice. And if you don't, who is going to be that point person for your practice while you're out as a doctor? And this is going to be something that's going to be extremely important, because that's you, right? Normally, when you're there, you're the go-to person. You're the one that everybody's asking these questions to. Well, if you're kicked back on a beach somewhere, as you should be, then who's taking care of those questions while you're out? So there's more to planning a vacation for the doctors than just those actual appointments.
Yeah, I love that point regarding that. I also think just, you know, productive tasks, you know, working that aging, patient billing, making those phone calls, you know, if our doctor's not there to create that production, that we ourselves, the team members, are picking tasks that also help with production, right? Bring in those revenues. I love the idea of those frame shows. And, you know, don't take for granted the time, the additional time that you might have to do some training with the team as well. So I think those are all good points and good ways to continue having very productive days. Because we know, right, a lot of times it's a little bit slower time of the year revenue-wise, or it may be based upon your statistics. So cash flow wise is something that we have to be cognizant of with that time frame, this time of year.
And to build off of that, when looking at cash flow, that is something to be mindful of, that your cost of goods, when those invoices and bills, when they become due, it's a month delayed from when you are actually ordering those and when you're needing them. So just also be mindful of, especially like now, if you're listening to this in April, and you're thinking of, you know, May, just historically for many offices, tends to be a lower month, just because people are thinking more towards the summertime, how to afford those vacations. They're more focused on Mother's Day, graduations, other aspects. Their mind is not on the health of their eyes. But you know, if that is going to be a lower time, look back at your previous year. How did May of last year turn out? And be mindful to say, you know, maybe April is not the time to bring in a new frame line or to do a large order. Maybe it is, you know, think about what do you need as far as product and reordering any items? Just be mindful of how is that going to affect your cash flow when it actually becomes due that month later.
And along those lines of making sure that we've got some revenues coming in. Recalls, reactivations. Where are we in the process of this? We've had 3 months already. Who has not came in? Where have we been doing and keeping up with our recalls and reactivations? If we are, for some reason, leaving that all to our automated patient communication systems, are they actually working? Are they actually putting those out there? We hear it all the time. Oh, man, you know, we happen to check in on something and lo and behold, there was a glitch in the matrix and our patient communication system was not doing recalls for the last month or 2 months. Well, that's a problem. So making sure that we're checking on those processes, we're checking on those systems, making sure that those are happening, but also anybody that we've done, we may have texted them or emailed them through for a recall. If they didn't schedule, get on the phone, pick up the phone, have a conversation with these people. This is a great time to get that done. And as far as that, once again, let's call people that we've seen already that didn't purchase with us. Let's get them back in. There's all kinds of ways that we can help get more revenue into our practices that is within our control. We just have to take the reins and make it happen.
Well said, Scott. Absolutely.
Thanks. All right, ladies. Well, thank you so much again for your time today. And Kendall, thank you for an amazing introduction. Sorry, I was late to tardy to the party here, but this has been awesome as always to get to spend the time with you.
It was just my delayed April Fool's joke. I know we didn't have an episode released on April 1st, so you know, had to throw that in there.
It was good. It was like when Jimmy and Jimmy switch places on the late shows. You know, we gotta have fun once in a while. So
I call the good Jimmy.
Is that?
I'll let you figure out which one's the good Jimmy.
Well, yeah, we'll let the listener decide which one is the good Jimmy. So with that, we'll bring this episode to a close. We hope that you guys all have a fantastic Q2, and we look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, happy quarter two.
Yes. Thanks, Scott.
Yep. Thanks, guys.